It's time. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Frank Fontana. And coming up next, right now, descending from the stars herself, is our very own Designing with the Stars expert, astrologer Ann Nordhaus-Bike. Ann, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
I will talk like this for the rest of the segment.
That sounds cool.
It does sound kind of cool. All right, folks, we are... This is a time of the show where we are going to be helping you unclog your spiritual drains in your home. Have things have just been going awry? Things are just not coming together? Are the pipes just leaking like mine? Are things continuously happening to you at your house and you just don't know why? We're here to help you. I need help. I'm going to be a little selfish here. I'm going to start off. And what, first of all, hi, how are you?
I'm great. It's wonderful to see you and great to be here. Thanks.
It really is. It's a good time for you to be here. Lots of stuff going on.
Happy to help.
Yeah.
It's not your imagination.
It isn't?
No, it really isn't.
Okay, because, you know, again, because guys like Lou would say, oh, you didn't put a sump pump, you didn't do this. And there's logical reasons.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about logical reasons.
You're not feeling logical, are you?
Not at all. I want to talk about irrational reasons as to why these things are happening. Because a lot of people I talk to lately are having some bad house mojo.
Yep.
What's going on?
Do you feel picked on?
I do.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you this. To add to everything, I go out of my house yesterday and my windshield on my work truck is broken. And I don't know why. Like, I was fine the night before. Maybe something dropped on it. I don't know, like a pine cone or something. I don't know. I mean, but it's these types of things where people get really frustrated and ask why.
Yeah.
So why? I'm asking you, Ann, why?
Well, astrology can give us a lot of information here. Okay. You had that flood, right? June 24th?
Yeah.
All right. Well, every year the sun hits the sign of Cancer, brings us the summer solstice. It's always like June 21st or so. It's 3 days before. Cancer is a water sign. Cancer is the sign that's associated with home. It's all about house right now. This is our roots. How do we feel secure? All those kinds of things. And the other tough thing about that is going into Cancer, it set off all that energy we've been talking about on this show for the last year.
Yeah, because last time we spoke, I thought you're like, things are going to open up. There's fantastic things happening. I was like, wow, that's great. I go home and I got, you know, Lake Geneva in my basement.
Yeah. We have to go through this tunnel. It's picking up a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But it's really important to think about this because you're so focused on home, and all of the listeners, of course, are interested in this topic. So it's really important to pay attention to when the sun moves into Cancer. That's the sign of the mother, home, moms and kids, families, tradition. And so this is really
important. Well, I was telling my home it was a mother, but it wasn't.
Oh, I bet you. Yeah.
It wasn't a good mother.
And this is a water sign, so it's very emotional. So when stuff happens, it makes you want to cry. It makes
my wife was crying.
She literally,
like, we woke up at 10 o'clock at night, and I just knew something was wrong. I know a lot of people go to bed at 10, but when you have kids, you go to bed at 9 or earlier. But I woke up and I just felt it in my bones. Something's wrong. I'm like, it was raining out. The first thing I do is go to the basement.
Yeah.
And I hear it.
Yep.
The trickling, not even trickling, pouring water. It was like, oh my God.
So this is great. You paid attention to your gut.
Great in what book?
What if you had left this till the morning? What if you said, I'm going to go back to sleep? But you paid attention to this. So it could have been worse.
You ever have, you know, water in your basement? It is the most paralyzing feeling in the world as you're just sitting at the top of the stairs watching water, watching your son's rubber ducky float by you.
The sewage thing is the thing that would have put me over the edge, and I have to say we've never had that.
Well, that was exterior. The exterior sewer thing was just ridiculous. People were just swimming in the swamp. But you know, this is happening all over.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting a lot of emails from folks, and you know, when I talk about this and I bring you on after the show, people are always like, oh my God, you're so right that there is this kind of mystical connection between what's going on in the universe and what's going on in your own home.
Yeah.
And that's why I always like to circle back to this topic, and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And we're going to be opening the phone lines, folks. You want to give us a call right now if you want to get your sign read and find out why things are just happening to you, whether it be in the home or related to the home or in your life. This is a great opportunity to talk to Ann. 981-7200 is a phone line. And so what can I do right now to clear the
There's a few things. Okay. So first of all, this is touching on what we've talked about before, the Uranus-Pluto square. So for anybody who's listening, that's this thing that's been going on since the middle of 2012. That's why we're seeing all these huge changes in everybody's lives, like massive, difficult things. So we're already really emotional.
Yeah.
Then 2013 hit. We had a bunch of outer planets move really slowly, which means they spend a lot of time in a sign. They were in water signs. So we've had this water thing going on now for a long time.
Is there a direct correlation between the water sign and the water in my basement?
It's a metaphor. If you have water in your basement, if you've ever had dreams about water in things, pay attention to what level it's on. It's in the basement. What's going on in your subconscious? What unexpressed emotions do you have going on? You've had an amazing year. It's incredible. You've had incredible success, but you've had a lot of things change, which are wonderful, but incredibly stressful. You moved. You bought this house that needs a lot of love. You have a new baby. You have a toddler. You have these huge changes. These are not to be underestimated. Sun in Cancer, it's been 2 weeks now. Cancer says, please slow down. Please feed yourself properly. Get some rest. It wants us to all mother ourselves.
Yeah.
Really, with the tenderest loving care possible.
Right. I got to take care of myself.
Yeah.
I need a massage.
Oh, yeah. And when you feel better, your life will feel better. But the water thing, one of the other reasons it's been so tough is those planets in the other two water signs are retrograde, which means that's the clogging of the drain. When it's retrograde, it's stuck because it's moving inward instead of flowing out.
You're like my Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we got a bunch of calls hanging on right now. Let's start taking them here. Let's take our first one. Give us a call, 981-7200. We will try to get to you, but we do have lots of folks calling in. First one is Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So, Marilyn, what's going on in your life right now?
Well, I sold my house in 2 days, and I have to be out the end of August, and I cannot find anything right now. I'm looking for a condo or a townhouse.
Well, first of all, congratulations for selling your house in 2 days. That's like record time right there.
It's scary.
Yeah. Well, that's a good sign for the market itself. Now, the big dilemma, which I've been in your shoes before, Marilyn, where you're sold and have nowhere to go. Ann, why don't you help her out here and see maybe some direction from the stars?
What's your sign, Marilyn?
A Gemini.
Gemini, yeah. There's been a lot of energy kicked up with Gemini. You just had, Mercury was retrograde. We talked about the last time I was on the show here. So it stopped being retrograde July 1st. So
is that good or bad?
If you had stuff that wasn't moving forward for those 3 weeks in June, that's a part of it, but it gives you a chance to go over old ground. But now it's moved forward and you're ready to move forward because your planet's moving ahead. And so this is really great. It's in your sign. Mercury is in Gemini right now, so it's really powerful, but it's going to go
wonderful.
Into,
do you have any leads right now, Marilyn, on where you might
end up? No, I don't. I don't.
Mercury's going to go into Cancer really soon. Cancer, the sign of home. So your mind is going to be on housing a lot.
So and
this sounds all in the right direction.
Are you starting to feel better? If your house sold in 2 days, that is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have. And then do you have somewhere to go in the meantime?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So you got a roof over your head. Now it's time to just kind of let it all go into the universe and let that dream place come to you.
Mercury hits Cancer. Your planet hits Cancer July 12th, and it's the same day as a full moon, which is big for all of us. So it's going to be a lot of energy about Cancer and home. Pay attention to that date and the dates leading up to it.
Bingo. All right, I certainly will. Thank you very much for
your help. You got it, Marilyn. Thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. Do we have time for one more caller quick before the break? All right, let's grab one more. And then, folks, give us a call, 981-7200. We do have the phone line stacking up right now. Let's talk to Diane. Hey, Diane, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. What sign are you?
I'm a Leo.
Leo. And does this Leo have some household issues going on?
Yeah. I do. We are renters, and we've been renters for years. We used to be homeowners, and now we're renters. And I don't want to live here.
All right. Let's talk about that for a second here. So where is here, and what's the big reason why?
We have a two-flat, and it's in a lot of ways it's really nice, but we don't need all this space. I feel like we're paying for space we don't need, and I feel like I've become a bad housekeeper just because I don't want to work this hard anymore.
Yeah. I can understand that.
And my husband doesn't want to go there. We can't seem to have a conversation about this.
So are you locked into a lease agreement at this point?
Well, yes, but that's, I mean, not until next spring. Now, I said 2 years ago I didn't want to sign a two-year again, and he went ahead and did.
Okay.
Where I wanted to do a year. But I just want to know about some kind of balance for me, because I just feel like I'm out of whack.
All right, what's your sign?
Leo.
And what's your husband's sign?
What's
his birthday?
Cancer.
Cancer. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, wait a minute. Is that right? 5241. 5-2.
That's May 2nd? Taurus.
Yeah. Taurus. That's what I meant. Yeah. A bull and a lion. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
A bull
and
a lion.
Yeah. And you're in that
that's
difficult
a battle right there.
square yeah, relationship, yeah. So you're both a little stubborn.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a banner year coming up, okay? So
ooh.
This is part of this thing we've been talking about, why July will get better. It's just not yet, Frank. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But Jupiter has been, this is big planet of expansion. It's been in Cancer all year, which is why we've got all this water, too. It's expanding water and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you feel super bad.
Oh, yeah.
But
drowning.
It's good. Yeah, but it's good because you see how bad you feel, and you know you got to take care of yourself. But Jupiter's going to go into your sign, Diane. It's going to hit Leo, and it's really soon, actually. It's going to be on the 16th of July. You're going to have it for a year. Jupiter is the jolly giant that brings you gifts and treasure and all kinds of great things, but you got to make sure you focus on the things you want to expand in your life. And if your husband's not great about moving, maybe you could try some travel. And I don't know if you're retired and have the ability to do this, but maybe you could try this thing of like living other places temporarily, house sitting, things like this. Just Jupiter wants to travel and explore.
Yeah, and bring him into a place where it's a bit smaller, but you know he can enjoy, and maybe he'll get the sense of, wow, maybe a smaller space isn't that bad.
Taurus needs a comfortable chair. They need beauty. They need calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that help,
and maybe since they're a Taurus.
Yeah, it does. No, it does help me in a couple of different ways. Yes,
Good. We appreciate the call, and have a great day today, and hopefully it sounds like things are moving in the right direction for you. That's great.
That's what we need.
All right. Well, listen,
Thank you.
A good day. We got to take a quick break. We have a couple calls holding. Don't go anywhere. Carol, we are going to get to you, so hang on. We'll be right back after the break. All right, welcome back to the show. No music there, Brian?
Is that water?
I mean,
that's water, honey.
Thanks. That's funny. Appreciate that. It's actually making me want to pee.
Oh, dear.
I like that. I like the gong you threw in there, too, for a little spiritual. Nice. Brian's funny. He's a funny guy.
What's Brian's
up? Caitlin's out, so Brian's just taking advantage here. That's what's happening. All right, we're back to the show here. I'm Frank Fontana. We have Ann Nordhaus Bike in studio, resident designer, astrologer to the stars. And we're talking about unclogging the spiritual drain. And before we go any further, because we do have a couple calls, Carol, we're going to get to you in 1 second. Where can people find you when you're not
website,
on the show?
www.anb for Ann Nordhaus Bike, anbcommunications.com. And I'm going to be doing a couple speaking engagements. I'm out at Peaceful Parlor in Geneva next Saturday. People can call, make an appointment, 25-minute appointments, much cheaper than my usual rate.
Yes.
It's a great intro. And August 24th in Chicago, I'm doing a talk about the sign of Virgo, which is importance for all of us.
Awesome.
Yeah. Here in Chicago on Elston Avenue at Nefertiti Lodge, 5083 North Elston. We'll have information up on the site soon.
Cool. Well, there you have it. You can always catch her here on this show, usually at least once or twice a month. We like to bring her in
because
things have been just wacky lately. Let's find out what's going on in Carol's world. Carol, thanks for holding. What's going on?
Good morning. What's going on? At 59 years old, I got married in November, sold my house in 2 weeks in Glenview.
Wow.
He tried to sell his in Wisconsin. That didn't work. So we moved to Antioch and in a beautiful house on the water. He has 6 kids. I have 2.
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah. And there's been so much going on. So much. I mean, we have a perfect relationship. He's wonderful and everything I'm not. So I'm just wondering when everything's going to calm down. The new house, everything breaks.
Yeah.
And, you know, a great inspection. Everything is wonderful, perfect. And ever since we got in there in January, the refrigerator broke. The dishwasher broke. The air conditioner broke. It goes on and on. And then teenagers, they're broke. You know what I mean?
They're broken. And your pockets broke. And then I know how it goes. It's this. Exactly. This is. I'm glad you're calling in, Carol, because this is exactly what I've been talking about. Is there's this kind of grayish cloud over a lot of people, and it seems to be circling around the home. And what can Carol? What was your sign again?
Well, I'm confused. They say the calendar changed. I used to February 19th. I used to be Aquarius. Now they tell me I'm Pisces. And my husband is a definite Taurus.
Okay.
If you're February 19th, it's highly likely that you are a Pisces, but you can check that actually on my website, Carol. You can actually enter your data on the calculator, and it'll bring it up instantly if you know your time, date, place of birth. I would highly...
What website is that?
The website?
Yeah, www.anbcommunications.com, or just put my name in on a Google search, and I'll come up.
But, oh, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. If you're a Pisces, part of what's going on, you're a water sign. So you're really affected by this watery kind of stuff. But a few other things, all these planets that are in water signs, it's the three of them. It's Cancer, it's Scorpio, and it's Pisces. Cancer is, here's what we need to do. Forgive, eliminate, and meditate.
I like that.
So Cancer's about the forgiveness. Is there anything in your life you need to forgive and let go of? So that's one thing, what's going on with houses, you know, stuff breaking, etc. Scorpio is about eliminate. It rules the colon. It's literally about us eliminating what needs to go out of our lives. But in our houses, and you talk about all the time, Frank, about getting rid of clutter.
Right.
So there may very well be stuff, Carol, if you guys got married and have all these people in your life, in your orbit, maybe you have a lot of things that need to go.
So that's... can she eliminate the teenagers? Is that what you're talking about?
Perhaps have some boundaries. Yeah. And then meditate would be the Pisces part. So if you don't have a spiritual practice, you need to have one. And if you do, really ramp it up, because it'll really help you here. But as far as stuff breaking, this is a big part of what's going on. We're making a huge break as a humanity with the past right now. That's what this Uranus-Pluto square thing is. It's going from 2012 until the middle of 2015. So let the stuff break. You know, get rid of it. Meditate about, do I keep this? What solution do I want? Let your spiritual self help guide you.
Kind of detach from the material items and realize. Carol, I kind of had to do that with everything that happened in my basement. I was upset about it in the beginning, and then I realized, you know what? It's just not worth it, and it's only just it's just money. Money is cyclical. It will come around. You have to let money flow in the world, in the universe, for it to come back to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like you're in the same situation as me. You kind of just have to sit back, take a deep breath, and let things kind of roll over a little bit.
Exactly.
It's a metaphor for everything kind of falling apart in the world. And you may have seen it in relationships and other things in your life, people losing jobs, losing relationships. It's kind of the serenity prayer, you know, accept what you can't change.
Right. Yeah, and I'm very emotional. I'm Italian, and
So am I. I know how that is.
Well, a kiss, and hug to you.
till I catch myself and calm down.
Yeah. I know. Carol, trust me, I know. I'm 100% Sicilian, so my blood boils at a whole nother level. I know exactly where you're at, Carol.
It doesn't really take much either, does it?
No.
I was born there, surrounded by it always.
Wow, that's awesome. I'd love to hear that. What part of Sicily?
I'm from a town called Burgio in the province of Agrigento, about an hour and a half from Palermo, south.
Awesome. My mother was born in Palermo, and my father from a little place called Castellammare del Golf.
Oh, so you speak Italian.
Sí, señora, un poco. Yeah, don't get me going here, because there'll be some real Italians listening that will laugh at me, and they'll be like, this guy's a hack Italian.
Oh, that's my worry, that there's not enough Italians anymore in the world.
No, they're there. We just, you know, there's a lot of other cultures that came up, you know. But we still have our heart, though, Carol. Thank you so much for calling, and have a great holiday weekend,
that is.
All right, ciao. All right, let's try to squeeze in one more caller. Brian, do we have time for one more? Or two? I can't hear you. You got to press the button.
It's going to be cutting it close.
All right, so let's go to who's been holding the longest here. And you got to make it quick. You're on with Ann and Frank. How's it going?
Okay.
Good. So what's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. All right. Let's see what's going on with Sagittarius.
Is there anything in particular going on with you? You've got some movement that's going to be coming your way. You know, Jupiter's your planet moving into Leo. You might start to feel better if you've had any issues this last year. Has it been an emotional year?
Well, it has been, but my biggest concern is I sold my house, and I want to know, am I moving out of state or am I going to stay here? I'm torn between the two.
Well, with Jupiter moving into Leo, it's a dramatic time. It's a time for you to shine and be on stage. And so if you have had a dream in your heart, what's your heart's desire? That's really what this is getting at. It's not about being safe so much. It's about get out there. Does that help?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, because we do have to take a break. When you close your eyes and you think about where you want to be, what happens? Do it right now.
Oh, well, I want to stay here.
There's your answer.
That's your gut.
That's your gut. You got to listen to your gut.
You
got it. And then it's as enticing as it is, and people might sway you, you always got to listen to your gut.
And it fits with the astrology, because you're going to get Saturn moving into your sign the end of this year, and it's going to sit there for 2.5-3 years. Saturn constricts. It kind of holds you in one place, holds your feet to the fire. There's going to be something where you're going to have to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
Take responsibility. So being home might be good.
Right now, and then maybe that might change for you. Who knows? You know, you got to just kind of go with what you're feeling at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
okay,
Ann.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And sorry, folks, for the rest of the callers on hold. Unfortunately, there's not enough time in my day to make this happen. But I think that may be changing real soon. Can't say too much, but we may be having more time in my day here on WGN. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be back with news.